Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
John Calvin and many of his followers have for many years preached unconditional election, in spite of the fact that every case of conversion in the book of Acts lists conditions of salvation. For example, Ananias commanded Saul of Tarsus, "Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. Was baptism a condition of salvation? If it were not, the language is misleading. But not only are there conditions for having our alien sins washed away, there are also conditions for enjoying the continual remission of sins. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. God promised the Israelites He would give them in perpetuity the land of Canaan. But there were restrictions and conditions. God commanded the Israelites, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God, as you tempted Him at Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and His testimonies, and His statutes, which He has commanded you. And you shall do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord God has spoken." Deuteronomy 6:16-18. The people of God were required to keep the commandments of the Lord, and to do what was right and good. If they did not obey the Lord, would He bless them by permitting them to enter Canaan and dwell there? Would He prosper the nation if it failed to live by His statutes, testimonies, and commandments? A careful reading of three chapters, Deuteronomy 28:29-30, should convince anyone that the Israelites' stay in Canaan was conditioned on their continued obedience to God's word. Moses warned the Israelites, "But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you, and the Lord shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone." Deuteronomy 28:15-64. The pagan nations in Canaan constituted one of the major obstacles the Israelites faced as they prepared to enter the Promised Land. In fact, the Jews could not have conquered the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the other heathen tribes without God's support. But unless the Israelites did right and good in the sight of the Lord, He would not fight their battles for them, and they could not enjoy the land God had promised to their fathers. Among the pagan tribes, there were enchanters, witches, diviners, spiritualists, and necromancers, that is, people who claimed to be able to communicate with the dead. God called all of these practices abominations. The Israelites were forbidden to engage in any of those activities. If they did compromise with paganism, God would not drive the pagan nations out of Canaan. Deuteronomy 18:10-12. And the Israelites would be removed from the land. As you know from reading the scriptures, the Jews did disobey God and were driven from Canaan. The events in Deuteronomy and in other Old Testament books were preserved so we could learn what will happen to those who develop an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. Why else would Paul write, "Now these things are our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted." 1 Corinthians 10:6. The author of Hebrews expressed deep concern that some of the early Christians would miss the eternal rest, as many of the Jews missed the rest in Canaan. Thank you, and may God bless you.